You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
I was first platoon commander for Fox Company. We were deployed to Marja in Afghanistan. I took a large portion of the blast to my torso and face. It was even before the sound hit my ears that the world just went completely dark and then there was a boom.
My job here at Blind and Veteran Association is to assist veterans with developing claims for compensation and pensions.
They pretty much met me in the hospital and, you know, told me, it's going to be fine, it's going to be difficult, but this is what we do next. And it's just good to have that group that you can turn to with questions, and you know that they're going through the same thing that you are. One of their biggest priorities is educating their members on how the system works and how to go about getting what you need so that you can live a full life.
We are also here for support because we know with rehabilitation, as very necessary as it is, it doesn't end there. There has to be a process to continue that education or training.
All of it's there for you. You just need to know where to turn, but it can be extremely confusing navigating all the agencies and all the people and all the bureaucratic red tape.
There's changes to many things in the blind community, and BVA is one resource that the veterans can actually get this information. Working with Charity Sub means that we'll get more support where is needed and helping blind veterans nationwide.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
No stopping us now.
Welcome back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. I'm here with my lovely bride, which she hates when I say bride. I don't care because I love her anyway. And I hope she still loves me when I say bride. But what can I say? Miss Lynn. My co-host, Lynn Golder.
I'm here. I'm ignoring the bride.
I know. And I'm here with our guest, Sherry Brunn.
And Bailey Brunn.
And I was just going to say that.
BB.
And under the table
on the B&B show.
Bailey. And don't forget, behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. Ozzy Wright's here.
Bailey's sound asleep.
I know, right? I heard her. She ain't said a peep.
Nope.
A good girl.
She's over there against the wall.
And listen, folks, you want to write to us? It's Michael at Blind. Don't forget, and A-N-D, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. You want to look us up on the web? It's Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org.
I think we have a caller.
So, folks, if you want the kids' show, which I hope you do, the kids have basically come and say they deserve. They deserve to have their own show, be the first one in the country to have a kids, all kids show on the radio for blind kids.
They'll be visually impaired and blind.
Yep, yep, yep. And it'll be just kids. And they'll have their own show.
That will be from 6 to 7 on the fourth Sunday of the month.
Yes, each month.
Each month.
So if you'd call in, we certainly would appreciate it because right now we don't have any advertisers for it. And to put it all, we need money to operate it. If you call in, certainly you can give a pledge of $25. $50 or $100, and we won't even call you back until the 1st, which is Tuesday. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Maybe you can give a pledge for the kids.
It looks like Sherry is poised, ready to say something.
I just want to encourage everybody to call in. This show is about audience participation, and we want to hear your views. We've been talking on how we can reinvent ourselves. Sometimes that takes some effort and a lot of work, but usually the results are phenomenal. So we've been talking about that. Tell us about how you're changing your life and how you're changing what it means to be blind in your own life. So I encourage people to call in and share your stories.
That sounds like a plan.
Or if you want to work for the radio show, it's another point. Just call us and we'll talk to you about it. Or write to us if you want to be part of the radio show.
We have...
What?
Oh, she's early. Okay. Actually, our guest caller is on. If you'd like to go to that, and then we can go back to talking about reinventing ourselves. All righty.
You're the boss.
I'm the boss.
You're the boss with the hot sauce.
Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back our good friend Donna W. Hill, and Donna is an author and a speaker and an animal lover.
And welcome.
So many things. I need about a half an hour, Donna.
Welcome, Donna Hill.
Well, let's call that sufficient. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And meet Sherry. Meet Sherry Brunn.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I remember you from the other show.
Yes,
that was great.
That's right. All right. So we've been talking about reinventing ourselves today, Donna.
Yes.
And we would value any input you have. Our people are kind of hesitant out there. They're not calling in to discuss.
Oh, they aren't.
They're not.
Well, you want me to give you my reinventing myself or yourself or ourselves speech?
Absolutely. And then I'd like to talk about Mo, but let's talk about reinventing
first. Sure, sure.
Okay.
To give people a heads up, this Mo we're going to talk about is a yellow Labrador. So enough said about that. And now let me tell you what kind of thoughts have been going through my mind since you posed this subject.
Okay.
One thought I had was that I have done this several times in my life, or at least I've tried to. I think that as blind people, there's a couple of things that occur to me. One is that even if we weren't born blind, a lot of us end up with thoughts in our head and beliefs and and opinions about blindness that really limit ourselves once we become blind. And I think the most important reinventing of yourself that you can do if you're a blind person is to get rid of those things, to try to find out what they are and get rid of them so that you're not holding yourself back by low expectations and negative stereotypes and things like that. And that does take a little reinventing yourself. It's not like just going out and getting a new outfit and having your hair dyed or something like that. This is a soul-searching work that is not easy and doesn't get done in the snap of a finger. The other thing that it occurred to me about reinventing yourself is that in some ways we can't. That there's a certain amount of who we are, who we just are, and that all the reinventing in the world isn't going to change that. That said, that's no excuse for not pursuing your dreams and trying to get away from the things that are holding you back. But to a certain extent, if things have happened to you that have been hurtful or that made you go on a life journey that was, you know, off the beaten path, no matter where you come back from, you will always have been there. You know, you've been there, and that's your story and who you are, and you can't make that go away, even though you may change the way you approach life and stuff. So, to a certain extent, we just have to embrace who we are as we struggle to change the way we look at life and ourselves and the way we participate with community and things like that. So those are the thoughts that have come to my mind. So if you have any questions about that or whatever.
Donna, I wanted to know, how did you get into writing? How did you become an author? And I know you wrote a best-selling book called Heart of Apple Butter Hill, but how did you get into the writing?
I've always been writing, actually. When I started writing when I was a little kid, I had my first poem published in a school paper when I was in third or fourth grade, I'm not sure which. But writing was always a way for me to get my feelings out, to get away from what was troubling me in my regular life, and I always liked it. I always seemed to have a flair for it. I mean, you know, it was something that, you know, I did well in school on a natural basis. So I thought, oh, that's, you know, I like it. I enjoy it. And I always wanted to just keep doing it as a matter of being who I am. I wrote poetry initially. Then I started writing songs. I don't know if I ever told you that in one of my reincarnations, I was a performer, and I put out 3 albums of original songs.
I know you did.
So I think you already know that.
Right. You should tell people about them. Tell people about those, the songs that they have, you know, about them, how you,
well,
you can find them.
The one that's available the most easily is a CD called The Last Straw. And it's a combination of country folk, of country rock. I don't know what else you want to call some of it, but they're all original songs. And it's under my name, Donna Hill. I didn't start using the W's till I started writing novels and articles and things like that.
You are the epitome of I don't know if yours is reinventing, but you have so many talents and you follow up on all of them. Do you have any questions for Donna, Sherry?
What do you think is the favorite incarnation of yours that you've undertaken?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm getting to be an old lady now. I'm 67 years old.
Wait a minute, Donna. Wait a minute. We're the same age.
Okay. The point taken. I'm always at my niece, who's always telling me how she's getting old and this is happening because she's so old, and she's like 50 years old. I have to always tell her, you know,
we baby, boomers have a hard time accepting it, right?
Yes.
Well, we should.
Right, right.
Yeah, do not go gently into that. Good night.
That's right. Know? That's right.
I loved being a performer. I loved being a street performer.
Tell us about that. I never knew that. Tell us
about
that.
Oh, didn't you know that? Well,
no, I did
used
not
to
until
live
I
in it. Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I would travel down to Center City, Philadelphia, to what was called the Suburban Station, which was a train concourse.
Know it well. Know it well.
For the trains that serve Philadelphia and the surrounding five communities. And I would set up my guitar and sing, and people would throw money at me. And I did that for, oh gosh, 12 years, I think it
was.
Wow. And I also had a permit to sing down at Penn's Landing, which was on the Delaware River, where the USS Olympia and the there's a submarine called the Bakuna, which was a gasoline-powered submarine from World War II, where they were docked there, and I would sing down there. And I loved that. I really did. I think at one point in my life I thought that I wanted to stay and do that for the rest of my life, and that I didn't want to be taken away from the street. But after I got cancer, I just didn't have the physical stamina, I guess it was, to work the way I was working.
Pardon me, I have to interrupt you. I have to interrupt you. This is Michael.
Hey, Mike.
The reason why I'm interrupting you is now because we had a young man
I was
from Australia.
Of that, yeah.
And
Philip Chalker.
I'm from Philadelphia as well, and we were talking about
street performers.
And I said I knew in New York and I knew it in New Orleans, but I didn't know there was one in Philadelphia because I didn't know anybody.
Ron, there was a bunch of us.
Well,
see, now you're teaching me. Philadelphia. I did not know. See, that's the when I was sighted living in Philadelphia, I didn't know any blind people. Well, here you go. Perfect example. You're telling me there's a lot
or
of
Or maybe
folks.
You did and you just didn't pay attention.
That's
I mean, maybe
right.
you saw and
well,
didn't
I didn't
pay
go,
attention.
I didn't go, where else besides right. the suburban station were the blind
well,
folks playing?
Blind
well,
all
on Chestnut Street, remember they made Chestnut Street into a sort of a virtual mall and the cars weren't allowed on it and
yes.
they only had buses on it and some people would stand. That's where I started was on Chestnut Street. But I liked Suburban Station better because it was indoors and you didn't get rained on.
Right.
So, but there was a gal, I can't remember her last name. Her first name was Sheila, and she used to sing down at Head House Square. And there were other people who sang around there also. So there were different places
wow.
in the city where people would set up and
wow.
sing.
So you started to say then you got cancer and then you didn't have the stamina anymore.
Yeah, I just, you know, just didn't really have it anymore. So I quit. I had a lot of signs. Somebody will write a book about the funny signs that I had that maybe it was time to quit.
Yeah. But you're very active in other. You're active on social media. You're active. You advocate for children learning how to read Braille. Correct? Braille reading.
Yes, but I have to say, in the last few years, between my husband and his illnesses and my illnesses, I haven't done nearly what I had been doing, and you know what I would like to be doing. But so I'm not as active. Though I still try to keep my hand in it a little bit, at least.
Well, Donna, before we talk about the dogs, because you know you and I were
sure.
talking about that, what is your advice for people out there listening? Michael's always saying that, you know, that you can do something if you really want to do it. So what is your advice from Donna W. Hill?
For people who have something that they want to do?
No, for people
First
who don't
all,
know what
if,
to do with their life that are
yeah,
blind
if,
or visually impaired.
If you want something... I mean, bless your heart, if you actually have something in mind that you want, good for you, pursue it. Don't let your vision get in the way, and more importantly, don't let the opinions of people about your vision get in your way. I was talking to a teenage boy, I guess he was 15 or 16 years old, legally blind, and he was kind of, I don't think depressed is quite the right word, but certainly confused and not very hopeful about his own future. And I said to him, I said, well, one thing you have to understand, blind people are doing all kinds of things today. They have graduated from medical school. They are electrical engineers. They are computer engineers. They are chemists. They are anything you can want to be, you can be. You can find a way to do it. So if there's something, and he couldn't, he said, they are, they did, you know, he's like, well, why aren't people telling these people things? You know, I mean, it's terrible that they just make them think that there, nothing that they want to do is possible for them, and that's not true. So don't settle. I mean, we all have to make a living, and sometimes everybody has to do something that they're, you know, it's not my first choice to work right. at McDonald's, or it's not my first choice to do this, that, or the other thing. But the point is, if you have a goal, go for it, talk to people, let them know that you are serious and that you believe there is a way that you can get beyond whatever obstacles they think you have. And importantly, find blind people who are older than you who have done things in their lives, and that's where the NFB and the ACB can be very, very strong advocates in a young person's life, is to meet people who are doing things, who didn't let blindness stop them.
For sure.
You know, forget what those people are trying to tell you about you're not being able to do stuff. It's not true, and there's lots of people around who can prove it to you just by their existence.
For sure. And then the second thing we wanted to touch upon, first of all, we're very sorry to learn that Hunter passed away.
Aww. Thank you.
And I wanted you to share with people how you got past that and how you acquired Mo. And maybe a few tips for people that might be en route to getting a guide dog, never had a guide dog. Maybe
sure.
you could pass along a few tips for them and training.
Well, this was a very unusual time for me to lose Mo, and I've had this is my fifth guide dog.
Right.
Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Mo is my fifth guide dog.
Wow.
And I never spent more than a couple of months between guide dogs. I just, you know, the dog died. I applied for a new dog. I got a new dog and moved on. Well, this time I had to have hand surgery, and then when I thought, okay, I'm recovered from that, then I ended up needing a hiatal hernia repair, and the recovery period for that was forever. And by the time I got another guide dog, I had been without a dog for over a year.
Wow.
And losing Hunter was... I shouldn't say this because I hear a friend of mine. Every time I say this, I hear Sandy Alexander. I don't know if you know Sandy, but Sandy always yeah. said, the hardest dog that you ever lost is the one you're losing right now. So every time I say, oh, this was particularly hard to lose Hunter, you know, I think, yeah, right, because that was the one I was losing right then. But it really was difficult this time to figure out when was the right time to put him down. I never had that much confusion before about that particular issue, and it really hit me, and I just I needed a lot of time to recover. But in terms of Mo, it turns out that I had already met Mo long before I got him. When I was taking Hunter to the veterinary hospital where he was seeing a specialist near the end of his life, there was a time, our last visit, when the vet said to me, she said, hang on. She says, I've got somebody I want you to meet. And she came back with a woman who had a three-month-old puppy, a little yellow Labrador, and she introduced them. And, of course, Hunter was there, and the puppy sniffled on Hunter, and Hunter sniffed the pup, and then he came to me, and he was so attentive and so quiet, but so bright, and he gave me a kiss on the cheek.
Aww.
And I thought, it was just the sweetest thing, and I just was overwhelmed in that moment with what a kind thing the veterinarian had done to introduce me to this puppy, who was a new guide puppy, actually from our school, from GDF in Smithtown, New York. And it was like a coming to understand that, you know, life ends and then there's new life.
Right.
And it just, it was such a healing, beautiful moment. I just really treasured it, but I never thought that I would get him as a guide dog because he was 3 months old.
Donna? Donna?
Yes.
Yeah, Sherry has a guide dog, Bailey, and Bailey is under the table. And Sherry, when did you get Bailey?
I got Bailey in, she's pretty much retired now, Donna.
She's going to be 15.
I got her in 2004, and I got her from Leader, and she's a yellow lab. And she's my third guide dog, and my other two previous guide dogs I had to put down.
Uh-huh.
And Bailey is very healthy right now, except for some arthritis. But her vision is still pretty good, and she's doing really well. But I wonder, did you have to put all your dogs down, or did some I always wondered what would happen if I found Bailey, you know, and she was no longer with me at home, what I'd do. And
that's why I wanted you to talk to Donna.
So
Well, that I didn't have that experience, but my third guide dog was also named Mo, and we knew something was wrong with him, but the tests were all negative, and it's just like we couldn't figure out why is this dog aging like he is, because he was only 9.
Oh, wow.
And one morning he just was having so much distress that we grabbed him and put him in the car and took him to the vet. He died on the vet's table when they were trying to do like an x-ray on him.
Wow.
He's the only one I did not actually put to sleep.
It's one of the hardest things to do. It's so hard to do that.
They become an extension of
they
you.
They do it. And
yes, it's difficult, but it's also something that we're fortunate we can do.
Meaning what, Donna?
Meaning that we as humans often have to just let our loved one humans, go through tremendous amounts of suffering and pain and indignity, and we do not have to do that with our dogs.
Oh, okay.
We have the option to put them to sleep. The question becomes, you know, when does one exercise that option? And that's the hard part. In some ways, I think if you're thinking of it, that it's probably time. And if, you know, you want to put it off for a week, you know, you think, okay, this isn't the right time. And that's my problem this last time. I kept thinking, we should have done more for him. We should, isn't there another test we can do? Da, 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 da. You know, so I kept thinking, no, it's not time yet. We should do more for him. And then on the other hand, I'd be thinking, I'm afraid we're waiting too long.
Well, I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Michael, that's the subject that you always talk about with mom.
Now, you
else.
See, now we have another school of thought between, I'm listening to both of you. Here's my school of thought, which I have this situation in my own brain, because my answer to myself with our cats or dogs or my mother, may she rest in peace, I couldn't let my mother go. She wanted to go, pass, and I said
I'll
right
never
to her
forget.
Face.
She gave Michael such a dirty look.
She was, and the point is this way. My experience with that, with death, with an animal, would be this. And I know you and Sherry won't agree with me, but my answer is.
You don't know that.
I say when God says time's a go, then your time's up. Whether it be a living person or an animal, I still say when I won't put a dog or a cat to sleep It's got to be, they got to be crying in pain.
They were.
If they're crying in pain, that's another issue. But I'm talking about an animal who's not crying. And let's just say, you know, they're uncomfortable or something. But my answer is, that's me. I'm talking, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is, when God says, is your time's up, then your time's up. And I'm not going to be the one that says to a doctor, put the dog or cat down. That's me. I've had this discussion with Lynn many times. I have went through it with my own mother when I could not say to my mother, I'm going to let you go. I couldn't. And to this day, I don't feel bad about it because I know my mother was mad at me, looking right at me in the eyes, and she couldn't talk. She had tubes everywhere. She couldn't talk. And Lynn said, look at her eyes. She was like almost hate. My mother loved me so much, and I know it. But her eyes were like, oh, it was terrible.
Uh-huh.
But the same way, I could not let her go. I mean, I just couldn't. I couldn't let her go.
Well, we were lucky, Michael, with our animals. They've decided when they were going to go.
Correct.
Donna, I have a question for you. This
sure.
I think I asked Sherry this a couple of times over the years. What is your feeling about keeping the guide dog like Bailey, that semi-retired and then getting another one, but keeping the other one at home?
It's one of the options that is available to blind people who use guide dogs. You can do one of a number of things, and I don't think any of them are easy.
No.
I have never had a second dog. Matter of fact, the last year or so of his life, Hunter was what I called on modified assignment. He worked when he felt like it.
On modified assignment? Is that Bailey?
Yes, that's Bailey.
Bailey,
yeah. And as long as that's okay with you, Sherry, that's what I did with him. I did not want, nor do I ever, I can't see myself in the position of wanting to get a second dog and having the first dog. I felt like I owed it to him to have our partnership be steady through.
I think I would be the
whatever
same.
Whatever was going to happen
you.
To him in his life, and that's what I did.
And they would be jealous too if you went
sometimes
out with the other
though,
dog.
I know people who have more than one guide dog in their
oh,
life.
Oh, so do I.
And they do really well.
And they
the
do
older
really
dog,
well.
It just
yes.
adjusts to the fact that the new dog's going out in harness and. It's cool, and they do really well. I just,
really?
It's a thing I have. I don't think Bailey would really have a problem with it. And one of the other choices is to give the dog back to the school, but that I would think that would have to be a much younger dog. I wouldn't do that to Bailey.
People do that, and people give them back to the family that raised them
yeah.
as puppies, or they give them to a relative,
yeah,
you know, family member or something like that. I'm sure the dogs are okay with that. I'm not. So we all have to make decisions based on, you know, what works for us and how we feel about our dog situation.
Yeah.
But I've always kept my dogs until the end and have never brought a second dog. But I know, I just wanted to tell you about there's a family that I knew when I lived in Glenside and outside of Philadelphia. And the man and wife were both blind, and they both had guide dogs, I think from leader dog also. And at one point, they both had working guide dogs and retired guide dogs and one cat. And all the whole family, all four dogs, the cat, the humans, all slept in one big king-size waterbed.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were in a very nice neighborhood, and they had neighbors who would come and let the older dogs out, you know, every few hours or whatever in the backyard and that kind of thing. So it worked fine for them, but it doesn't work very well for blind people who are living in high-rise apartment buildings in New York City, for instance. It's difficult, and I know I can't imagine the pain of having to give up your dog to another family and get a new dog, but that's what they have to do because you got to get to work.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, Donna, we want to thank you for calling in, and,
yes.
and it just was a great visit today.
Well, it's always wonderful to talk to you guys.
I hope you join us again. I'm going to bug you again to come back on.
We have to send her a bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We have to send her
a blind and beyond
bracelet. I don't know
bracelet.
Her address anymore. Can you tell Chris your address when you get off the air, please, Donna?
My actual
well,
mail
I don't know.
Where do you get your mail? So we'll send you something.
If you're going to be in Delaware.
Oh, sure.
If you're going to be
send
in
Delaware. We'll send you a bracelet for Blind and Beyond Radio.
And I'm very jealous where you live because I've seen the pictures that Rich has taken. And it's just beautiful upstate Pennsylvania. Just beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Wow. You just... A true author living in the country with the flowers and the running brooks and the water and the frogs and yeah, your husband's a great photographer.
Well, thank you. I'll tell him you said so.
Okay, well, maybe he'll call in sometime too with you. That'd be fun.
I don't know if we can get him to do that.
Okay. Well,
thank you for calling.
Well, thank
in.
You
appreciate
very much.
It.
Thank you, Michael, Sherry, Lynn. Yes. Okay. So nice to talk to
Same
all of you.
Same here. And hold on, because I want Chris to get your address, okay?
Sure.
Thanks so much, Donna. You're a good sport. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks.
It was Donna W. Hill.
Before we go off the air at this show, it'd be nice if you can call in. You got another half hour to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can call in and give a pledge, certainly would appreciate it for the kids. $25 or $50 or $100. If you give a pledge, we certainly would appreciate it for the kids because we don't have any advertisers for the show. In order to have the show, we need some money to do the show because to be on the radio, it's not free. I hate to tell you, but it's not free. You have to pay the radio stations. Everybody gets paid. And the bottom line is it costs money. So we'll start it off with pledges, and then after that, hopefully we'll get advertisers. And we'll be putting your name on the show for the first 5 or 6 months that you were a donor. And if you like your name up in lights, well, it'll be there in the website. And it'll also be on the radio saying that you helped for the show, because without you, there would be no show. So if you'd like to, please call and give a pledge or write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. When you say blind and, don't forget A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of
of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is your host, Michael. And we are ready now for trivia. Trivia time, trivia time. This song you've got to know, and this song you got to call up right away because everybody's going to know this one. Who is singing this song? Phone number to call, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing?
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I learned how to get along. So now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk down.
All right, now I want you to listen to that. I will survive. Some people say to me, well, I had Lynn. No, let me just say it right now. I just need that song to play in my head when I went blind. Songs like that that said, I will survive. Even though I lost my eyes, I will survive. I will do something with my life. And that's what made me move on. That's what made me get up. Yes, I love Lynn. And Lynn was by my side. But you got to do it for yourself. You have to want to do it. When you listen to that song, yeah, it talks about a love. But the point is, I take a song like that and I can put it right into my own brain. I will survive that I lost something. I lost my eyesight. But that doesn't mean I have to lose my life. It means I have to have something else. You want to go along with that, Sherry Brun?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Sherry, you had some things that you wanted to share.
So right now, we're waiting for trivia. Okay, 407-894-1680. Who's on the line?
We have Sheila Young calling from Orlando for trivia and to respond to the topic.
Okay.
Sheila Young, you're on board.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'll tell you what, Donna's interview was awesome.
All right. Glad you enjoyed it.
Wonderful.
We could have talked a lot more, but
it was fascinating.
You know, time.
Yeah.
Time.
Anyway, that's one of my favorite songs of all time because I relate to myself.
Well, that's good. That's what Michael just said. He relates to it also.
I think it's Donna Summers.
Oh, no.
It's not Donna Summers?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to comment on your topic. I believe... what Jerry was saying with the advocacy groups and how important it is that people get involved because it is a mentoring support system and you can find people that you can relate to, so I think that's extremely important. But I think part of the problem with people, and you, Michael, probably would disagree with me, which would not be the first time, is people are afraid. When they get into a situation of losing their vision and they don't know which way to go, they're afraid.
No, so. I go along with that, but what point do you stop being afraid and move on and say, I will survive? So what else? What is
everybody
the next
step? Has a different grieving period,
right,
Michael.
But the point is a month, 2 months, 3 months. At what time do you
Some
say enough is enough?
It takes years for them to get through the recovery of losing their vision. And it's all in their time factor. It's not anything you can put a time frame on. But I do believe getting involved in the organizations does help with persons and their time to heal.
Correct.
So, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Sheila.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, Sherry, I know you wanted to get in before we go off the air, and then I believe we're going to have another call in a minute. Let's talk to you for a second.
Okay, I just want to say that our group meets... the third Saturday of the month. We did not meet in July because of the National Convention, but we meet in August the 19th at Lighthouse Central Florida on New Hampshire from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What is your group? What is your group?
And it's the National Federation of the Blind
NFB.
Of Central Florida.
NFB, okay.
And we meet from 11 to 1, and we're glad to have you. We're growing, and we're trying to... help other people to be able to live the lives that they want.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sherry, for sharing. We have a caller calling in. Oh, it's our friend Carmen calling in from Altamont Springs, Florida, and she would like to chime in on our topic of the day.
Carmen from where?
Altamont Springs.
Oh, Carmen.
Florida.
Carmen, how you doing,
hey.
Carmen?
Hi, hey, Carmen.
Buddy. Hi, Carmen.
Do you know Sherry? Meet Sherry. Sherry, meet
hey,
Carmen Thomas.
How you doing,
hey,
Carmen?
Sherry.
Hey.
I'm great. I was just listening in on the... reinventing yourself, and I want to put my input on it.
Hey,
and,
go ahead.
For me, I went from working into a warehouse, and now I'm into an office, so I think that's a big change. And for me, it was just being a sponge, absorbing everything around from Lighthouse. I attended there, DBS, and always remember that it's nothing wrong with you. You can do anything. We just have to do it in a different route. And I told my boss that, and she hired me on the spot. And just never give up and believe in yourself, because a lot of people ain't going to believe in you. They doubt you from day one. And for me, I educate everyone I run into from the little things I learned about being visually impaired, living it. I try to give my knowledge to everyone so that if they run into someone else, we're helping each other. We got to remember we're a family, and education is key. So reinventing yourself for me is just being a sponge and changing your perception on life, because that's life. You got to live it either way. You know what I mean?
That's great, great advice, Carmen.
Did she get a bracelet? Got to give her a bracelet.
I believe I sent her one.
Did you send her a bracelet?
I think
okay.
So. Did you get it, Carmen?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll get it. I have to look at the list.
Right.
Okay. If not, then it's on its way.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Carmen.
Thank you for sharing.
You're right on, Carmen.
Thank you for having me, man. Let me speak my voice.
Okay.
You guys have a good evening,
you
all right?
Too.
You
Take
too.
Take care. Thanks for being
right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
So what about anybody else with the trivia? They don't know this one either?
And I tell you, I love the music from the 70s.
This one. It's a one-hit wonder.
You're right. You're 100% right. She had a huge hit. 100%.
Wow. Yeah,
you're right.
Well, Sherry would have won if she wasn't here in the studio.
I would have.
Oh, my God.
407-894-1680.
Sherry, you said you had something else you wanted to share.
Well, I was just thinking about the, you know, the networking with other blind people and sighted people. And, of course, the advocacy groups, they welcome both blind and sighted members. And we have valuable ones in our chapter. And I wanted to tell, just if I can have about 1 minute to tell a little bit about what the Federation does, and maybe that will inspire some of you. It can help you find hope and move forward after vision loss. Access local and nationwide networks of blind people who can provide information and support about all aspects of living, working, learning, and thriving as a blind person. Work with other blind people to change misconceptions about blindness, policies, laws that affect the blind and the individual lives of people who are blind or who are losing their sight. We also give out 30 scholarships at our national convention, and they're all worth over, when you total it together, over $100,000.
Wow.
To college students who are some who are reinventing themselves as adults, and some who are starting out. We also have a program nationally for a free white cane. And all you have to do is call our number, and you can get a free white cane. And if you want to learn Braille, you can get a free slate and stylus to learn to write Braille with. So there's all kinds. We also have, of course, NFB Newsline, which that's my passion in NFB, because it's a way that as a blind person and a visually impaired person or a print disabled person, we serve everyone who can't read print, whether it's a blindness issue or a mobility issue or a paralysis issue or whatever. And we offer that service in Florida. And I just invite all of you to come out and check us out and find out if it works for you. And everyone is welcome, and thank you for letting me take the time.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
No
problem. We are nonpartisan here, so every organization that wants to share.
Don't forget, we're a nonprofit 501c3, and if you want to donate to the kids, it's you can write it off the taxes. It's all tax deductible. I wish we'd give to the kids. It'd help us with the show.
We have another caller, Michael. We have, Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi,
welcome.
Janice.
Hi.
Hi, Janice. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, me too. It's been a while.
So how you doing, Janice?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to stay dry.
Yeah, it's raining over here, too.
Were you calling for the trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
I think it's Gloria Gaynor.
100% right. Gloria Gaynor. 100%.
Gloria Gaynor. 1978.
Sherry was right. A one-hit wonder. That was she only she had the one hit, and it was big.
It was big.
It was a great song.
It was. Great song. It is a great song. So.
Yep. Well, you just won a $10 gift card. Where are you now? You're at St. Petersburg.
I'm in St. Petersburg.
Okay, $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And she gets and a bracelet.
Bracelet.
Also.
First time caller. Bracelet. You get a.
Well,
two things.
I'm not a first time caller, but.
Well,
it's been a
okay.
Long time.
First time lately. Lately.
Yeah, lately. You're right. It's been
yeah,
a couple
I remember
months.
The name, Janice. Okay, well, do you have anything to say about reinventing yourself?
No, actually, I didn't get a chance to listen to it. My Victor Reader, I couldn't get connected, minutes ago.
But give your name and address in case we don't have
I
it.
I did.
Okay, did it? Okay, good.
Well, you can listen to the show. It'll be on in with the archive podcast.
Yeah, I'll try
tomorrow.
To get to that.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you, Janice.
That's Janice from St. Petersburg.
Thank you. Bye.
And by the way, it's another point.
What?
Our shows are all archived, so you can listen to all the shows, any show that you've missed. Just put it on. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Yeah.
And I just wanted to remind everybody, don't forget to call Independent Living Aids and get your free travel clock with your order. And they have all kinds of gadgets, and their slogan is keeping life magnified, amplified, and simplified, and always in motion. And they have a wide assortment of daily living aids that will assist you with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and overall healthy living. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary. So if you need anything for yourself to make your life easier, please call Independent Living Aids. Don't forget to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and you will receive your free travel clock. So
That's cool. You can't beat that.
Nope, can't beat it. So next time you need a watch, Michael, we're calling Independent
Living Aids.
That's
where I'm calling, because I need a watch.
Yeah, Michael goes to the watches. So that's that. And anything
else? So nobody, what can I say? Nobody calls up and say, how can you invent yourself? Any suggestions?
Maybe we gave them all the answers and they're all going to go out now and reinvent themselves.
Most of them say, it's all BS. I can't do it. I'm blind. You're all BS. I can't do it. I'm blind.
Nope. That's not the correct answer.
That's right. Because the difference is you're not thinking open-minded. Because if you were thinking open-minded, you wouldn't say, oh, that's BS. No, it's not BS. The answer is, the only thing that's BS is you not getting off your rear end, but thinking open-minded and being positive.
Like Sheila said, it is a grieving process. It is a learning process. And the more you can talk to other people that are doing things with their lives who happen to be visually impaired or blind, the more encouragement you can get, the faster you'll be able to reinvent yourself.
Do I have a minute?
You have a minute.
One more little live read I'd like to do for everybody, that if you're in the market for home care assistance, don't forget to call Home Care Assistance of Orlando. They're at 5178 Dr. Phillips Boulevard in Orlando. And they have whatever you need in your home: companionship, recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, just helping with, you know, maybe you came home from the hospital and you need some
help.
They're
all bonded, too.
Yeah, and so they have the best assistance, Home Care Assistance of Orlando, and their phone number is 407-232-7155. That's 407-232-7155, and they have the high-caliber caregivers that you would want, and they're available 24/7, no long-term contracts, and they are the experts in home care. So anyway, as we get ready to go off the air, I'd like to tell everybody what will be on next week's show, or who will be on next week's show. next week, we will have Gary Sinclair in the studio, and we will have Tom Sheldon, who is the owner of Any Lab Test Now in Ocoee. And also visiting us for the first time will be Joe. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, if it's Streche or Streche. And Joe is the Director, Bureau of Blindness and Visual Services for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
So we have another stellar lineup next week. And we are happy that you enjoyed us this week.
Bailey, it was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, Bailey wants to go home.
Sherry Brunn?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming with us today.
Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
You'll have to come back again.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Fabulous as always.
Good job, everybody.
Lynn, thank you.
Michael. And Bambi, if you're listening, we'll be home soon. Okay, Bambi and Nina and Miss Green and Bennett. Dad's not listening. So we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Take care. God bless you all. Stay well.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.